Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Thursday night. It is 9 o'clock, and this is Matt Chat live on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Ace Diamond, and I am joined once again by my wonderful co-host, Miss Callie.
Good evening, Ace. How are you?
If I was any better, I'd be twins.
I'm going to leave it alone. But we're here to talk about this upcoming Saturday in Fairfield. That's September the 29th at the UAW Hall. And what a huge night of Northern Wrestling Federation action we have. And, of course, we're going to be joined by none other than Gideon Weinstein.
I love the way you say his name.
Yeah, I'm trying not to choke on it when I say it.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, without any further ado...
Come on. There we go. Hello.
Gideon Weinstein, how are you doing?
Mr. Diamond, it is fantastic to hear your voice. Miss Callie, as always, I just do not enjoy you at all. I heard your introduction there a second ago. It was awful. You should really take some pointers from me, really, because I'm pretty good at that. Ladies and gentlemen, Brooklyn, New York.
Can I give it a try?
Gideon Weinstein.
Ladies and gentlemen, the agent to the stars, the agent, Adam Swayze, Mr. Gideon Weinstein.
Oh, see, now that's an introduction there, Ace. That was fantastic. Callie, I hope you're taking notes. This is being recorded so you can play it back later. Because that's how it's done. That is how it's done. Fantastic. Thank you, Mr. Diamond.
And if it were probably just about anybody other than you, I would have given them a much better introduction. But considering what a sleazeball I think you are, well, you're lucky you got what you got.
Wow, that is just hurtful. I do have feelings, Kelly.
Again, I will digress, and I will leave that alone. But we're here not to talk about how much we dislike each other. We're here to talk about this upcoming Saturday night at the UAW Hall in Fairfield, and what a blockbuster card we have. You're going to see returning to the Northern Wrestling Federation in action none other than Mr. Reality Check himself. We also have the return of the big man, Muldoon.
Wait, can I talk about Muldoon for a second, Kelly? Is that okay? I don't know why I'm asking you. Hey, Simon, can I talk about Muldoon for a second?
Absolutely.
Thank you, Ace. Muldoon is a big man. Like, that is impressive. Pretty sure he's like 9.5 feet tall. He scares me every time. If you're an older fan of the NWF, you remember Muldoon when he was coming up the first time, and when he came back this last couple of times, he slimmed down a little bit, he trimmed down. He still has that size advantage, though. He's a big dude. I don't know who he's wrestling yet. I don't even know if he knows, but I can guarantee you he doesn't care. And Muldoon, that's a big guy.
I will have to admit, I will have to agree with you on that. That is a very large, intimidating, scary individual.
Did hell freeze over?
No, you actually just said something honest for a change.
I've never told a lie in my life. Continue, Callie. Continue, please.
We've got Fairfield's favorite son, Mr. Rock and Roll Jesse Hyde. Will be Saturday. Oh, whatever. And then, interestingly enough, and it was a very chaotic, brutal, some would say even toxic situation, we're going to have both individuals quite possibly in action, but Nasty Russ is going to be in Fairfield, as well as the NWF Youth Champion, Lex Montez. And like I said,
well,
that would be rather explosive situation.
That's going to be weird to see. Alexis Montez here lately maybe had a little bit of change of heart, maybe turning a new leaf, who knows? We'll see. But we do know that he's had some things to say to Nasty Russ here since FanFest. We all know what happened there. Alexis Montez coming out, lending a hand, running off Nasty Russ. I know Russ didn't appreciate that. But like I said, I don't know. I don't know where Alexis Montez is standing here. I think it still might be shaky ground.
Alexis Montez has shown a different side of the NWF Army as of late, and I'm not sure they quite know how to take it. I think it's a very positive thing, but that's just me.
I mean, either way, he's still a dumb schmuck.
Now, see, when he was doing all the things that you find admirable, you didn't seem to have a problem with him.
Well, no.
Now that he seems to
make...
Now that he's
being a schmuck now, I mean, he's running out there saving Jesse Hyde. Who cares?
I'm going to see the NWF Army.
As soon as I start caring about the NWF Army's opinion, Kelly, I'll let you know.
Yeah, I seriously doubt that will be anytime soon.
Oh, yeah, you did. You said something smart.
Also in action, you're going to see David Tyler taking on the man that he blames for having his head shaved, the Star Rider.
Well, ain't it? Why'd you say it like that? It is the Star Rider's fault, ain't it? Josh Adams cheats to win. Cheats probably, I don't remember. Josh Adams cheats all the time. Josh Adams cheated to beat David Tyler. That's the only way he could beat him. And then David Tyler says, I'm taking a hike. I'm not getting my head shaved because that's ridiculous. I don't blame the guy. And then here comes the Star Rider out here. And he wasn't even in the match. He wasn't even involved. And there he is, shaving David Tyler's head. So, yeah, David Tyler is absolutely correct. And I, for one, cannot wait to see David Tyler and his beautiful bald head and his beautiful beard get a little bit of revenge on that schmuck, the Star Rider, with his dumb mask and his probably ugly face.
Okay, let's set the record straight here. Josh Adams has never cheated to win a match a day in his life.
Can you prove that?
David Tyler, I can guarantee you I can find video proof of that night showing it was a clean victory for Josh Adams. David Tyler managed to be lost the match. He didn't want to get his head shaved, so he was going to go try to take his fall and go home. Instead of sticking to the stipulation to the match, which was, loser gets his head shaved, and Star Rider lent a hand to his friend by making sure David Tyler stuck to the agreements of that match.
Well, Star Rider stuck his nose where it didn't belong. That's all I'm saying. He wasn't involved in the match. He had nothing to do with that whole thing. That was David Tyler and Josh Adams. That was their problem. That was their situation. Star Rider didn't. He didn't belong there. That's all I'm saying. Schmuck.
We'll agree to disagree. But speaking of losers, Jay Donaldson is going to be taking on the baddest man alive, Aaron Williams. And Jay Donaldson, who is still sporting that mask, which I truthfully think is a huge improvement. Can't necessarily see his gray hair, so He can claim he's 22 all he wants.
He is 20. I've seen his birth certificate. He's 22 years old. I seen it.
You obviously
I seen his birth certificate.
Anything.
The what?
Yeah, you
Donald
need an eye
exam.
That's exactly what I said.
I have the greatest optometrist in the state of California, Mr. Swayze. Make sure of that. Let me say something real quick here about this. Folks, listening right now, if you do not already have plans to be in Fairfield, you need to get to Fairfield Saturday. Period. End of story. I don't want to hear your excuses, cancel your dinner reservations, cancel whatever plans you had, because not only, of course, will Mr. Swayze be there, we'll talk about that in a minute, but I'm telling you, folks, Jay Donaldson, the 22-year-old stud, and the baddest man alive, Aaron Williams? I mean, people, listen to me. I'm the agent of Adam Swayze. I know talent when I see it. Aaron Williams and Jay Donaldson in a match together? That's talent. That is going to be a barn burner. That match right there, with the exception, of course, of whatever Mr. Swayze is going to do, of course, is going to be better. But without that match right there, Aaron Williams, Jay Donaldson, that's going to tear the house down. That's going to blow a roof off of that place. If you are not in Fairfield Saturday to see that, you are going to be kicking yourself the next day.
That will definitely be a match for the ages. The self-proclaimed 22-year-old stud and the baddest man alive. And I'm sure Jay Donaldson's going to put a little extra effort into trying to win this match, because that's the only way he gets to take the mask off, is to win a match. So, folks, you may be seeing Jay Donaldson donning that mask for a long, long time, because he has been on quite the losing streak.
No, I think he's going to be there in William Saturday, take that mask right off, not have to worry about it. We'll get to see that beautiful brunette hair yet again.
Oh, brother. For the Northern Wrestling Federation Tag Team Championship, we're going to see the Natty Boys as they take on the Crimson Mafia, who have undoubtedly held those titles for a very, very long time. They've been very dominant. And they hold victories over the Natty Boys. But the thing I think people have to think about is, because they hold those victories, are they maybe looking past the Natty Boys? Looking at what may be coming up after them? Because whether you admit it or not, that would be a huge mistake to ever look past an opponent.
I mean, here's the thing. Here is the thing. I can't believe I'm going to say this, but you're absolutely right. The Natty Boys, think about what we got here in the Natty Boys. We got Dustin Jobs. We got Stewie Staggs. Those two gentlemen, they know the way around that ring. They hit hard. They come in fast. They are big dudes. They can get angry. They like to joke around. They like to have fun. But when it comes down to getting down to business, the Natty Boys, they know how to get down to business. Am I right?
You are absolutely right.
However, to digress, if the Crimson Mafia is looking past the Natty Boys, that would be a mistake. That would be true. However, how can you blame them? I mean, the Crimson Mafia is on a roll. I mean, how long they had these tag team titles? It's been 200-300-something days? I mean, we're closing in. I don't think it's been a year quite yet, but we're getting there. I mean, who is going to beat them? The Natty Boys, like you said, have already fallen to the Crimson Mafia. And let me break this down just a little bit extra here. Give you a little bit of inside knowledge here. Look at the Crimson Mafia. Look at the pieces that are there. It's a perfect puzzle. You got Lord Cruz. He's younger. He's bigger. He's stronger. He's faster. He is angry. And he is hungry. And he is out for blood every single time. And then you have the mercenary Anthony Bryant. He's a veteran. He is cunning. He is smart. And he has not lost a step. He can still go just like he could 15, 18 years ago, however long he's been doing this. He can still go. Has not missed a step, but he's a veteran. He has all that knowledge up there.
Let me interject one thing, and you're going to agree, and you cannot dispute me on this. I will agree with everything you've said so far about the Crimson Mafia. Let's also not forget, when it comes to the mercenary, he is one of the, if not the, most decorated champion in NWF history to this point.
Exactly. That's a very good point, Callie. I can't believe, I think I might be sick. I'm agreeing with you way too much here. But you're right. The mercenary is, to my knowledge, is the most decorated individual in the history of the Northern Wrestling Federation. And like I said, there's a reason for that. I was saying you got Big Crew, the young, hungry newcomer. I mean, he ain't that new, but you know. He's out there. He's killing it. You got the mercenary, who's a tiny bit older. He's a veteran. His cunning is unmatched. And then, of course, on the outside, you got Wildcat Chris Harris. We all know his accolades. I don't have to sit here and list his resume, because we all know. You put those three together, all that knowledge, all of that power and strength, all of that together wrapped up into what is the Crimson Mafia, I don't know who's going to beat them. I don't know what's going to stop that.
That, I mean, to date, nobody has been able to. They have had some people that have challenged them, that have pushed them. But you got to figure sooner or later, somebody is going to have their number. And it very well could be the Natty Boys this Saturday in Fairfield.
I guess we'll just have to wait and see.
And speaking of, and not to get off track here, but I do have something I want to say on the subject of tag team wrestling. Since I'm sure you are all in agreement with Nate Pelly on just about everything he says lately.
Well, here the last couple of weeks, yeah, I have been.
I think the girls deserve a shot in the tag team division. Those women bust their butts. They work hard. And they have shown great strength and technique.
Who are you talking about?
Nikki Victory and Big Mama.
No. And I'll tell you why. Let me tell you. I cannot in good conscience say or even imply that there should be a match between the Crimson Mafia, Big Mama, and Nikki Victory. Now, you know I got history with these.
I'm not even saying the mafia.
Anyway,
I'm just saying I think two girls are good shots.
Well,
shot
here's the thing. Here's the thing. Hypothetically, let's say that happens. Let's say them broads do okay. And then they do get to the Crimson Mafia. Just hypothetically. It ain't going to happen. It's a terrible idea, but let's say it does. What happens then, Kelly? Because you know me. I got history with these broads. I don't like neither one of them. I don't care what happens to them.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm going to step outside of that and I'm going to be a professional, personally, I would love to see Ward Crew kick Nikki Victory's head off. But I don't think the people are going to be able to handle that. And I'm telling you, if it got to that point, that's exactly what would happen.
Lord Crew is a mean, nasty individual who probably would take pleasure in kicking anybody's head off.
Oh, absolutely.
But I'm not looking at them taking on the mock. I think they could stand toe-to-toe with just about any male in that locker room.
Well, I mean, not Adam Swayze, though. Right? Not Adam Swayze. Yeah, I'm right. but why are you laughing? But anyway, that would be all of that, all of those decisions, all of them things that need to get figured out. That's all up to Nate Tully, who's in charge of everything now. Poor Roger Ruffin, that dumb schmuck, doesn't know how to sign a contract. Oh, I feel so bad for him. You know what? Roger Ruffin probably wouldn't have been in this situation if he had a good agent.
And I am sure Roger Ruffin is looking for every way possible to rectify this travesty. And
travesty? No, that's just good.
Travesty.
That's just good business. I know, that's good business on the part of Nate Tully.
Oh, I'll admit that was very smart way to do it. What the way you went about it, that was very smart. It was sneaky, it was underhanded, but it was smart. He did it the one way nobody has ever attempted it. And I will give Nate credit where credit is due. That was smart. But he has backed the man into a corner. That is never smart. Because I guarantee you, when, and I am saying when, he finds a way to rectify this travesty, there is nowhere on the planet that is going to be safe for Nate Pelley or Ryan Stone. But speaking of people named Nate, how about the debut, the Northern Wrestling Federation debut of Nate Wings taking on Pompano Joe in Fairfield this Saturday?
Well, we will we'll have to see how that goes. I mean, Pompano Joe, speaking of, being on hot streaks, being on winning streaks, Pompano Joe, with the homie on Play That Open Challenge, has been looking pretty good lately. I mean, he's taking on all comers. We saw at FanFest, it was Dave Crist from Impact Wrestling. And what happened there, Kelly?
Pompano Joe cheated to win.
All I heard you say was Pompano Joe won. That's what's going to be in the record books. So it doesn't matter how it happened.
But it happened.
What? Doesn't matter how it happened, okay? At the end of the day, the record books are going to say Pompano Joe has won match after match after match after match. So Nate wins. He can come into Fairfield. He can come into the Northern Wrestling Federation. Rah, rah. Good for you. Welcome to the show. Because the Northern Wrestling Federation is the show in this area. Let's not forget that. So welcome to the show. But unfortunately, Pompano Joe is probably going to break your arm.
That makes me think that is a very wily little competitor right there. He is. The NWF Army is in for a treat with that match. And then for the Northern Wrestling Federation Heavyweight Championship, you are going to see the new heavyweight champion, Ryan Stone, as he takes on the man, Roger Ruffin.
I'm sorry? What did you just say?
Ryan Stone defends that title against the man, Roger Ruffin.
Okay. Look here. I get it. This is personal now, especially after what happened at FanFest, especially from the fallout from FanFest. I know Roger Ruffin's been around a long time. Roger Ruffin is the toughest of the tough. But what is he thinking? What is he thinking? Ryan Stone's going to destroy him. I just don't, like I said, I understand Roger Ruffin has been backed into a corner. He, you know, he's like a rabid animal at this point, backed into a corner. He lost his company. He's lost everything. But I don't know that this is a good idea.
He is one of the toughest individuals you will ever see in that ring. And Ryan Stone, this is not going to be a match. Ryan Stone is in for a fight. Because don't let age fool you. That is still one tough SOB right there. I would not want to be standing across the ring from Roger Ruffin come this Saturday in Fairfield. And that includes your client.
Well, actually, Kelly, speaking of my clients, I do have a late night dinner tonight, so I'm going to have to let you go here soon. But before I go, I do just want to say one thing. We have not yet arranged who Mr. Swayze's opponent will be this Saturday in Fairfield, but it doesn't matter. Because mark my words, you could put one guy out there, you could put two, three, four, 7, 12, 18 guys out there to go after Mr. Swayze and the Tri-State Championship. And every single one of them will fall. You line them up, he will knock them down. Because he's Mr. Swayze. He's Hollywood. He's the greatest actor that ever lived. And he is currently the greatest Tri-State Champion the Northern Wrestling Federation has ever seen. So regardless of who he fights on Saturday, the result will be the same. And the result will be a Tri-State Championship hopping on a private jet back to Hollywood, California. So, schmucks out there, it has been your pleasure to hear from Gideon Weinstein. Miss Kelly, I still do not like you, even though we have agreed on a few things tonight. Ace Diamond, I really need you to think about getting a new host for your show. I'm not available. You couldn't afford me anyway, but you should get somebody else. But thank you once again for having me on. Schmucks, frauds, dumb little kids, thanks for listening. I've been Gideon Weinstein. Goodbye.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Gideon Weinstein, and we are about out of time. So, for Ms. Callie,
make sure you hit the BP station on Main Street in Hamilton. Get your pre-sale tickets. Remember, the doors open at 7:30. Bell 6:30 bell time is 7:30 p.m. So get your pre-sale tickets at the BP station on Main Street in Hamilton. We will see everybody this Saturday in Fairfield. Remember, doors open at 6:30 p.m.
Good night, everybody.